As you heard in the bulletin, Taoiseach Simon Coveney has been warning his cabinet colleagues that at no point in the last 2.5 years has the risk of a no-deal Brexit been greater. I'm joined by our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan. Brexit back on the cabinet agenda once again. A stark warning this from the Taoiseach, Micheál.
Yeah, very stark, and I think went a little further than many colleagues had expected. There was a memo brought to Cabinet which kind of has given an overview of what's been happening in Britain over the last 6 weeks, but that warning was very strong. The danger is very real now. Not alone is Brexit still on the agenda, but the possibility of a crash-out Brexit is very real indeed. The Taoiseach are telling his colleagues that it can still be avoided, but he pointed out too in very clear language that there have so far, and particularly in recent weeks, been no answers or solutions coming from the British government. And there was a decision taken too that the many staff that have been working on no deal preparations here, none of them are to be redeployed or moved during the summer months, as really the focus around contingency planning for a hard Brexit has stepped up a gear again during this cabinet meeting, which I understand is still underway.
And of course, we have been told all along that one of the reasons we have confidence in supply, one of the reason new politics is continuing to work, is because of the risk of Brexit. There's the Euro vote this weekend in the UK. Mrs May's leadership, we'll be hearing more about that in a moment, but that's regarded as being highly temporary at this stage. So how does all this fit into the electoral politics, the politics of a general election?
Yeah, it had been curious that during this particular election or elections campaign, Brexit perhaps didn't feature as largely as we may have expected. But that could change now. And things are going to be different once all those votes are counted by next Sunday night or into Monday. And they will send ripples through the political system. Will it be enough to see and begrudging and an uncomfortable stability continue around here because of Brexit, or does it signal the end of the 32nd Dáil? Well, no one is saying very much. They're saying we have to wait till all the votes are counted. Mm-hmm. Micheál Martin saying that the results won't bounce anyone into a general election, but he did talk about what he said would be an interesting scenario. I think what you will see fairly quickly next week is an urgency to try and either nail down a pathway to get through the months ahead, or else to start thinking about something else and ending the current relationship. I think clarity on that, there will be calls for that before the summer break, and it won't be just simply a drift, you feel, all the way through till September.
No, and if what we're hearing from the political parties is anything to go by, Micheál, it'll be also time for politicians to start making decisions on the two issues people are talking about if they're not talking about Brexit at the moment. They're talking housing, they're talking climate crisis.
Yeah, and they were really to the fore during the debate last night. And in some ways, even though there may have been attempts by candidates to look at this in a broader European context, they are the domestic political fault lines as it stands. One around the carbon tax, which we believe will be underway in the budget. And I think you could see from last night's discussion that that is going to meet with trenchant opposition, even if there was a majority there that was backing it. Also, housing remains the problem that government have struggled with. They have grappled with, but they haven't really been able to go back on the doors, we'll say 5 years on from 2014, and say, look, we have reduced the homeless figures. In fact, they have got much worse. So they remain big, big election issues, and something that it's difficult to see how government can go to people and say that they are dealing with it and addressing it successfully.
Micheál Lehan, political correspondent in Leinster House.